If you want to protest, do it peacefully. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is Tyre Nichols' mother's message in Memphis, Tennessee, telling people to vigil for her son last night.
I don't want us burning up our cities, tearing up the streets, because that's not what my son stood for.
Nichols died 3 days after his confrontation with five police officers who were also black. Body cam footage will be released tonight.
The actions of these officers were awful, and no one, including law enforcement, is above the law.
Mayor Jim Strickland.
Those five former Memphis police officers all face now multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Memphis as it stems from a January 7th traffic stop.
Tyre Nichols was accused of reckless driving. There was a confrontation at the car. He ran, and then there was a second confrontation. The final beating took place less than 100 yards from his house where he lived with his parents. According to attorneys for the family, he called out for his mother and said, "What did I do?"
The National Guard is ready in Atlanta in case there are protests a second weekend in a row over the police shooting death of a protester who had shot and wounded a state trooper. The National Archives wants former presidents and VPs to check their records for classified documents.
Representatives of the Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, W. Bush and Reagan presidencies got these letters showing a growing sense that classified material might have inadvertently been mishandled more than anyone first suspected following the discoveries at the Trump, Biden and Pence homes.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Special counsels are investigating the Biden-Trump classified discoveries. There's a House Republican attempt to block Congressman Adam Schiff from seeing classified documents after the Democrat was taken off the Intelligence Committee.
This is not the end of my fight for our democracy. This is just the beginning.
Schiff announced he's running for a Senate seat in California. He had led Trump impeachment probes. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Testimony will resume later this hour in South Carolina at Alec Murdaugh's trial. The attorney's charged with murdering his wife and son. Six witnesses have taken the stand so far.
Prosecutors have played jurors, police body camera footage, and the 911 call Alec Murdaugh made when he reported finding wife Maggie and son Paul shot to death on their family property. State Prosecutor Creighton Waters also focused on the color of the water coming from the dog kennels toward Paul's body. He asked one veteran deputy if he noted that.
Was that discoloration, in your opinion, consistent?
Okay. He's not been qualified to give an opinion about this matter.
Waters asks if it's consistent with blood, and defense attorney Dick Harpootlian's objection was sustained. Prosecutors are hinting Alec may have washed blood off. They've said gunshot residue was found on Murdaugh's raincoat he left at his mother's house the night of the murders. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
He wanted to join ISIS and went on a terror attack. He's now guilty of in New York City.
Saifullah Saipov was determined to be guilty on 28 counts that included murder and supporting a terror group. It was on Halloween 6 years ago that Saipov drove a rental truck down a bike path, hitting people before crashing into a school bus with kids inside. Saipov's defense never disputed his actions, calling it senseless and horrific. Saipov did not take the stand in his own defense. The same jury will come back to decide what Saipov's punishment will be, life in prison or the death penalty.
Now, that's Fox's Gernal Scott. The death penalty normally cannot happen in New York. The state does not allow executions, but This is a federal murder case. There was another terror conviction yesterday in New York City, but for the first time it was on a state level. Abdullah El Faisal found guilty of recruiting support for the Islamic State group, caught up in a New York City police undercover sting that went international. He's a cleric who was living in Jamaica when arrested and then extradited to New York. On Wall Street, stock futures down slightly before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.